Welcome to another Senior Moment with your host, Bill Abbott, sponsored by the California Senior Guide and the Village Real Estate. Today, with the Alzheimer's Greater Los Angeles, he's the Director of Events and Strategic Partnerships. We have with us today, Chris Oshie. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on.
How fun is that having you on? We are so excited to have Alzheimer's of Greater LA because you guys are so fantastic. But not only are you fantastic, you know, we hear about Alzheimer's and we hear about all the groups out there. What makes Alzheimer's of Greater Los Angeles different from any other Alzheimer's organization?
Well, I think the big thing is that we've been doing this for 37 years, and we've been providing, you know, free support and services to families and caregivers and throughout Greater Los Angeles and the Inland Empire for an awfully long time. So we really, truly are, you know, the experts in serving families. You know, and the best part is that anybody who makes the decision to give to us, regardless of the amount, 100% of that donation stays right here in the communities that we serve. So you really can feel good knowing that, you know, the dollar that you know give to our organization is going to go to helping friends and neighbors and family members, you know, right next door. And so that's a really, really powerful statement.
Not only is that a powerful statement, you guys do so much. And it's like, you know, when you hear the Alzheimer's of Greater Los Angeles, you figure, you know, you just do Alzheimer's, but you have so many different types of services that Alzheimer's of Greater Los Angeles offered. Can you tell us some of the services of Alzheimer's of Greater LA?
Sure. I mean, there's a whole wide range of services that we provide, and most importantly, they are all free to families. But one of the things that we have is our health line.
You said the F word on the air. You said free? These are free services? Now you've got my attention.
There we go. And that's the best thing. These are free services. We talk about our helpline, right? And this is the easiest way for families to reach us and to get started. It's 844-HELP-ALZ. That's 844-HELP. ALZ, and, you know, and that call puts you directly in touch with a member of our staff here in Los Angeles. So you're not calling out of state, you're not calling somebody else, you are calling us, and, you know, we are based here. And so that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, we host dozens of different languages, so regardless of who you are and where you're from, you can make a free call to us to start getting the help that you and your family need. So that's really, really important. We also host...
How great is that?
It's amazing, right? I mean,
it really is amazing.
Think about a family that doesn't know where to turn and then can turn to us. We can, you know, help you in your native language if that's, you know, if that's an issue, but we can point you in the right direction and get you started in finding you the resources that you need to make the best decisions possible. So aside from
these, sir. And what are these resources? What
sure.
do we have?
And we do things like support groups, right? Support for caregivers is a really, really critical thing. We do an enormous amount of community education, making sure that community groups, you know, can recognize, you know, what it means, you know, when somebody might have dementia. You know, what do you do? How do you interact with them? How do you help them? How do you help their family? And for those families that are currently caring for somebody with Alzheimer's or another type of dementia, you know, we have care counselors who are there with you every step of the journey, you know, from, right, you know, diagnosis to, you know, unfortunately, end of life. And so those care counselors are licensed social workers. They are absolute professionals, and they're amazing at what they do. And all the time that they spend with you, and here's that F word again, it's free, right? It's really, really amazing what they do.
It goes without saying that Alzheimer's of Greater Los Angeles is really out there for our community. I mean, anybody out there who has dementia or Alzheimer's, even if you want to find out a little bit more, ask. I mean, you guys are the service that is unparalleled, and you know exactly what to do because you've been doing it for, you said, almost 27 or 37 years, that number, 37, what a mind-boggling number that is to be helping our community, and you're still out there in the forefront because you do so much. How does the public get involved with such a great organization? Tell us about that.
Well, I think the first place to go is our website. And so if you visit www.alzgla.org, you can see, you know, everything that we have going on, all the events that we have coming up. And so I think one of the first things that you can do is, you know, is you can participate, right? Come out and join one of our Walk for Alls events. We have one coming up Saturday, April 7th in Monrovia, and Saturday, April 21st out in the Inland Empire in Norco. You can join our Young Professionals Committee. You can help with fundraising events. You can volunteer. We absolutely need folks who just want to give their time to helping with a wide range of projects that we have going on, from in the office to out in events and out in the field. And obviously, we can't do any of the things that we want to do in the community without the generosity of the community around us. So we do need the support of families in Greater Los Angeles and the Inland Empire, you know, to open their hearts and their wallets and give whatever they are able to do. Every little bit helps. You know, so you can make set up and make an annual contribution. You know, you can donate your used vehicles. You hear about that all the time. You know, right. Or you can come to an event and you can fundraise, you know, with your friends and families and come, you know, walk with us. And so, you know, there's a lot of ways we can do it. And one of the things that we do that we don't talk about a whole lot is that we are very active at the, you know, state and local level on a lot of, you know, advocacy issues and public policy issues. So you can sign up to be a part of our advocacy network and make sure that the, you know, state and local, you know, government officials, you know, can hear your voice and hear about issues that matter to you. So regardless of who you are and where you live, there are absolutely ways for you to get involved. And it really does start with going to our website, and that's alzgla.org.
Your organization is so fabulous. I mean, we every year we walk at more than just one walk. We love being there. We love supporting, because you meet the families and you're not alone out there. And I love how Alzheimer's of Greater LA extends that welcome arm out there, and it goes, "Oh, you're doing this? Well, this is a better way of doing it. Let's get you in a support group." Even what you said about caregivers, you know, there is so many of us help take care of maybe mom, dad, and we really don't know what we're doing, and we're dealing with this, beating ourselves, and not knowing or not empowering us with the knowledge, and or how to do it better. I speak from experience, because I took care of my dad, and I didn't know of the organizations till I started reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are so amazing, and you make it not only fun, but you educate us on how to do it correctly. And that's a big difference between just doing something and doing it right, because when you do it right, it's easier on me, the caregiver, because we understand where it's coming from. We're not alone. And it's nice to know that, because all that burden, all that guilt, all that whatever you feel taking care of somebody who we're not trained, you're out there, you help train. God bless you guys for what you do. I mean, you guys really make a difference, and this is why the California Senior Guide really stands behind everything you do. We want to be your number one fans.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's really, we like to say that, you know, with Alzheimer's Greater Los Angeles and caring for somebody, let's face it together, right? There's so much information that we can provide, you know, for caregivers and for families that really helps you take those first steps, you know, towards kind of feeling like you know where to go, what to do, who to talk to, you know, what decisions you should prioritize as making first, and what maybe decisions you can maybe put off for a couple of months or for a year or so, because there is an awful lot. And that's where, you know, the experts that are our counselors, the experts that are our program staff, you know, the information that's on our website, you know, this is where all of this comes into play. And so we really, really can't stress enough that if you have a loved one with dementia or with, you know, Alzheimer's, and you're looking for help and you don't know where to turn, please give us a call. And once again, that number is 844-HELP-ALZ. So that's 844-435-7259.
I love you. You're like a commercial all by yourself. You don't even need me.
Not my first time.
I love what you do. I mean, you, even the passion in your voice, I love how you just really out there. And you know, it's not only you, the team that Alzheimer's Greater Los Angeles has put together, everyone is as passionate and as loving as you are. And that's what makes your organization so great, because everyone there is out to help. And just to reiterate, I want everybody out there listening, April 7th in the San Gabriel Valley, there's a walk. Sign up. Go to the webpage at ALZGLA.org. That's a www in front of that, ALZGLA.org. Or best thing to do, call that free number at 844. It's HELP, help, ALZ. That's 844 HELP ALZ. For those of you who don't like the letters, I'll give you the numbers. It's 844-435-7259. That's 844-435-7259. Call, ask, join. As Chris said, together we'll conquer this ugly giant, because there's strength in our numbers, and our numbers will help one day, hopefully, find the cure of this ugly disease called Alzheimer's. And it's a pleasure having you on our show today, Chris. And hopefully next time we get you on, because you're so passionate, we want to know what is we'll talk about what is Alzheimer's, the signs and symptoms and all that stuff. But just having you on our show today, just letting us know, April 7th, we have a walk. And on April 21st, the one on the 7th is one on Monrovia, and the one on the 21st is in the Inland Empire. Go on the webpage. Get involved. Get connected. Let's stay together, and let's beat Alzheimer's. Chris, I want to thank you for being on our show, and thank you for sharing a senior moment with all our listeners.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Welcome to the California Senior Guide, where you can stay connected to all things senior. California Senior Guide is distributed in Los Angeles, Inland Empire, San Diego, Orange County, Palm Springs, and selected grocery stores, pharmacies, senior centers, senior living facilities, churches, and of course, our advertisers. California Senior Guide can be found online at californiaseniorguide.com, or pick up a free hard copy at your local retailer. If you wish to advertise at the California Senior Guide, please go to advertising@californiaseniorguide.com. California Senior Guide, the only publication that bundles print, internet, and radio advertising to all its advertisers. California Senior Guide, where you're not only seen, but heard.
Welcome back to another Senior Moment with your host, Bill Abbott, sponsored by the California Senior Guide and the Village Real Estate. Today we have a returning friend from CLEAR, that's spelt with an X-L-E-A-R, the founder, one of my best friends, Nate Jones. Nate, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back again.
Oh, I love having you on our show, just because you are so informative, you are so passionate about helping all seniors and their families, children included. You are the one that I always look up to in regards to natural health. And we want to talk about today is allergies. You know, out here in California, especially Southern California, the changing of the weather. I mean, just myself, runny nose, itchy eyes. I don't even know. It's like occasionally I get it, and it's really, really bad. What are some drug-free solutions that your company has for us to stop this itchiness and this watery eyes and nasal drip? What do we have?
Well, there's a couple of drug-free options out there, and we always talk. I mean, I go to a lot of medical conventions. I talk to a lot of doctors. And doctors are really in the habit of prescribing drugs. You know, if you have allergies, they're going to tell you Afrin, they're going to tell you Flonase, they're going to tell you Zyrtec, they're going to tell you Claritin, they're going to tell you all of these things. And what all of these things do is they're designed to shut down your immune system. Okay, and there's a time and a place for these things, but doctors are handing them out like they're candy, and they really shouldn't be, because what these do is they shut down your immune system. Your immune system, when you're breathing something in that your body perceives as a threat, your immune system, the very first thing it does is it starts producing mucus, because that's what it does to clean the air you're breathing. So if you're breathing in a lot of pollen, or you're breathing in dirt, dust, anything, and you get congested, that's a body's normal response. And using an antihistamine or a decongestant is not a good response on our part, because really all you're doing now is you're shutting down that production of mucus, which means all the dirt and the pollutants and the pollen and the dander and bacteria and viruses, now they're all going straight into your lungs. And while
that's
it's
not,
important
doesn't
to
sound
want
healthy.
To breathe, no, it's horrible. It's counterproductive. But there's things that you can do to help keep your breathing healthy and regularly without doing drugs. Most people are familiar with a saline spray or even a saline irrigation, and those are things that actually help a little bit. But if you make it a hypertonic solution, it actually works better. And you can make a hypertonic saline solution, but it tastes really bad, and it doesn't last very long. The reason why is because when you spray the salt up in your nose, the salt pulls moisture out of your tissue, but the salt gets transported across your nasal membranes into your tissue, and the water is going to follow up into the tissue, which means now your sinus tissue is going to be swollen, and it's going to dry your nasal passages out after a while. Okay? What xylitol does that's different is xylitol is non-absorbable when you're across your sinus membrane, so it's going to continue to pull that moisture out, and it's actually... They've had studies done showing that it improved people's breathing, their peak air volume, by 35% in 3 weeks.
Wow. Wow.
Just by using a nasal spray with xylitol as opposed to using a saline spray. And that's a huge amount. That's better results than you get with most drugs. And you also have... you know, a thing called the SNOT score. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's the sino-nasal outcome test, and it's actually it's a score that an ENT will have someone fill out, and there's 20 questions, and you fill it out 1 to 5. But using it reduced the SNOT score of the people that were doing this by 25%, which again, that's a big number.
That's a big number.
Even for using a flonase, or even for using a fluconazole or another antihistamine or a drug.
That's big. Now, where do you find your product? Because, you know, it's xylitol, and it's a natural product.
It's a natural product. You can find xylitol. If you go into a health food store, you're going to find xylitol gum and toothpaste. The big body research is behind how it helps get rid of the bacteria that cause cavities. The bacteria can't metabolize it, so it just kind of flushes them out. You can also find, and you can find ours, which is the Spry brand, in any health food store, like a Whole Foods or a Sprouts or an Earth Fair or a Mother's Market, any of those stores. And our nasal spray, which is the one that you would use for sinuses, or our nasal irrigation that you would use for allergies and such. But you can buy that at any health food store. You can buy them at CVS. You can buy them at Rite Aid. You can buy them at Walmart. You can buy them at Ralph's. I'm trying to think of the other stores in Southern California, but you can buy that pretty much everywhere.
We could just go on your webpage and just say, where can I find? And
yeah.
It'll direct us to the
store. We have a
store
locator. You type in your zip code and it'll tell you.
Perfect. That's all we need. And for those of you who are listening, it's clear, XLEAR.com. Once again, www.clear is with an X, not a C, XLEAR.com. Put in your zip, it'll tell you exactly where to go. Or you could just dial 877-599-5327. Their operators are always standing by. That's 877-599-5327. Always standing by. Super helpful. But back to our questions, because we want to know more about the research end. How much research has there been on xylitol, and what does the research find?
Well, there's thousands and thousands of studies looking at xylitol and how it prevents tooth decay. I mean, they started doing that research in the 60s. And,
wow.
You know, and it just really, I mean, it's out there. It's the research studies all show that it's completely safe. I mean, the biggest negative effect that you're going to have is if you eat a lot of it, a lot, you know, a cup or so, you'll get an osmotic diarrhea. But if you're using it in chewing gum, toothpaste, mouthwash, nasal spray, you should never have that issue. You should never even come close to that. And, you know, what the research shows really is that what you're doing is you're creating a bad environment for acid-creating bacteria. Okay, and that's the strep pneumo, the H flu, the MCAT, the strep mutans, the strep sanguine, all these bacteria that are not beneficial to us. The xylitol affects them. And in all the research studies they've done, they haven't yet found a bacteria that's beneficial that is impacted negatively by xylitol. So it's really targeting the bacteria that create acid as a byproduct.
And as we know, there's a lot of
research behind it. There's research at Georgetown University in their allergy and asthma clinic showing how it reduces inflammation, how it improves breathing. There's studies that were done in Europe. There's studies that were done in Asia. There's one that was published and just presented by a doctor down in Alabama. Talking about using a nasal irrigation with xylitol in it and how it actually allows your body to naturally produce more nitric oxide, which helps lower your blood pressure, but it helps your own body produce more nitric oxide because you're cleaning out your sinuses better.
I want to know, you know, so many doctors prescribe so much medicine. Do doctors know about xylitol?
Well, when we were down there, you met one of them who has actually done a fair amount of work with it, and he thinks that more and more doctors should be using xylitol.
And I agree.
Dr. Olmos, that you met, he talked about it, and he recommends it to practically everybody that comes into his clinic. Everybody that breathes, he thinks, should be washing out their nose and keeping it clean. And there's a lot of other doctors out there. I mean, I go out and talk to a lot of doctors, but doctors are slow to pick up on change. I mean, I could give you examples, and I mean, doctors are smart people, but the first papers that were published on the importance of washing their hands were done in 1848, and it wasn't until 1948 that the NIH finally came out and said, we need to make it standard of care. Doctors wash their hands between sick patients. I mean, you can go back and look, and the first papers that were published on the practice of bloodletting were published in 1628. But yet it was still taught at the same university that paper was published, the College of Medicine, the London College of Medicine. It was still taught until the mid-1800s. So 200 and something years from the time. I mean, so, you know, you have to put a lot of stuff in there. But there's a lot of research, and we're out there talking to them. You know, people go in and talk to their doctor and say, why aren't you talking about xylitol? Why are you still talking about a saline? They'll start picking it up. I mean, what we've learned is that patients are now coming into their doctors and changing the way that they talk about health. And sometimes that's bad because you get a lot of people that go in and say, yeah, give me some amoxicillin or give me some antibiotics, and the doctor just gives it to them, which they shouldn't. But, yeah, but, you know, so it's not always good. But, you know.
But unfortunately, in this day and age, since it's natural and it's over-the-counter, doctors are reluctant because their job, I think, is really, we need to give you medicine. They don't know these natural products such as xylitol, such as your company Clear, the nasal spray, does the exact same thing without any side effects because it's natural. And this is what I want everybody to know out there. I want you to go and research, go online, go to their webpage, go to Clear, Clear.com. They did all the research for you. They have everything on their webpage. From counselors to the 800 numbers, their product lines, go and research and see what type of company that's as super as Clear is promoting xylitol because it is natural, it works, and they've been doing it for years. And I just want to Nate, I just want to thank you for being on our show. Thank you for always telling us, you know, the straightforward. And if you would provide me with some articles that we could actually put on our webpage, I would love to print them, because California Senior Guide stands behind CLEAR, and especially Nate Jones, for all the wonderful, healthy work they do to keep our families, not just our seniors, but all our families here in America, safe and healthy at a fraction of a cost as medicine. So, Nate, I just want to thank you for being on our show. Thank you for sharing a senior moment with us. And, of course, I want everybody just to dial or go on their webpage and dial 877-599-5327. That's 877-599-5327. Get connected, get educated, get clear. Nate, thank you for spending a senior moment with all our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you.